sick. What about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I don't get sick. It was nice, wasn't it? The phone didn't ring.
Don't tell any wild ones.
Thank you.
Okay, the clock says 9 o'clock, so I'll call our meeting to order. See some faces I don't recognize. Welcome. Glad to have you this morning. We open with prayer and then have the pledge. If you'd stand with us, please.
Pray with me. Father, we bow our heads before you. We come to you and recognize our need for you, God, and our government as well as our own lives. We ask you, Father, help us today with the decisions that we face, each one of us. Help us as we commissioners try to lead this county in our position. We lift up those, Father, that I think of try to each week, those that work on our roads and our law enforcement, emergency services, those folks that are out many times in dangerous way. We pray for them this morning, God, that your hand of protection would be with them, God, as well as our military and those that lead us in state and national level. Once again, God, we call on you for their help. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next is our meeting minutes, and we've got June 29th and June 30th, and we've also got July 1st. Can we do that even though it's not posted? Doesn't matter? Don't do it if it's not posted.
We only have posted, actually, this June 2nd and June... Oh,
that's a misprint. I think that's supposed to be 29th.
29th and 30th.
Yeah, it says June 2nd, but that's supposed to be 29th.
It's posted June 2nd.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
If you hadn't posted at all, you could pick up any minutes.
Okay.
Oh. Just try to...
You said minutes rather than dates.
Okay.
All right, so I'll make a motion to approve June 29th and June 30th.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Next, we're ready for accounts payable.
I didn't see anything.
Looked good to me.
Yeah. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion, questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Then we've got a journal entry for paper, and the total amount of like $1,400, I believe it is, just a regular transfer.
Make a motion to do the transfers.
Second.
Questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. Next we have, well, let me back up. For those that are here to speak under new and old business, which includes like Plummer Road or Cedar Point Road or Kier Court or board appointments, any of those things, if you'll wait until we get into those, our next section is public comment. So if anybody has an issue not relating to those that you'd like to speak to, this is your opportunity. Seeing nobody making any quick moves, we'll move on to... Plummer Road. Bob, you want to give us an update?
Well, there was a petition. There was a petition that was filed, and there was notice given prior to the April term, and it was tabled to this term. There was a need for a better description of the portion of road that was to be vacated. And if I could just read this and have you vote on it, that would be great, if you want to. It's called Order to Vacate a Portion of Powell Road and Establish a Segment of Road Replacing the Vacated Portion. Now, on this blank day of July 2009, being the first day of the regular July term of the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri. Comes the petitioners herein, Nick Plummer and Trula Plummer, husband and wife, and present to the commission their petition praying for the vacation of the following described road. A portion of Powell Road located in Taney County, Missouri, see Exhibit A attached hereto for survey and legal description. The County Commission, having read said petition, after having heard the evidence in support thereof, finds that the petitioners are owners of the property adjoining the real estate and fronting the above-mentioned road, and requests that such portion of the road described in Exhibit A attached hereto be vacated, together with the establishment of a replacement segment of road to be opened by this order, which is more particularly described in Exhibit B attached to this order. The Commission further finds that the petition was filed with the county clerk, and that written notice of the original hearing date in April was posted in at least 5 public places in Taney County in a manner in compliance with the requirements of the revised statutes of Missouri, advising that the application by petition would be made to the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, for the vacation of the above-described portion of Powell Road, and requesting that the same be vacated, and that this matter was duly tabled to this day. In addition, the Commission finds that said notice complies with the terms and provisions of the revised statutes of the State of Missouri. The Commission further finds that the vacation of said road would not be detrimental to any adjoining landowners, and the maintenance of same would be an unnecessary burden upon the county. It is therefore ordered, adjudged, and decreed by the Commission that the portion of Powell Road described in Exhibit A is hereby vacated and is replaced by the portion of road described in Exhibit B, and said new portion is hereby established as a public road by this order. It is further ordered by the County Commission that a certified copy of this order be recorded in the office of the Recorder of Deeds of Taney County, Missouri, upon first having occurred a recording of a road easement duly executed by petitioners herein, granting to Taney County a road easement as to the portion of road described in Exhibit B, with costs taxed against petitioners, and that's then signed by the Taney County Commission and attested to by the clerk. So basically what you'd be doing is ordering this and ordering it recorded upon the execution and recording of the necessary easement for the road to be established next to the road that's being vacated, if that makes sense.
Sounds good to me. Is there anybody here on Plummer Road? Very, very briefly, there was a error, I guess you'd say, in the deed, and there's not any road being closed. It's just clearing up a, I don't know how many feet, but small number of feet that was recorded wrong. And where the road is where the road's going to stay, bottom line.
Where roads are drawn on maps isn't necessarily where they're built, and we're just putting it where it was built.
Exactly. So everything's ready to go as far as posting, and you're happy with all that? I'd entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the Plummer Road vacation as described.
Second. All those in questions?
No, I just want to make that perfectly clear that this is a portion of Plummer Road, not the full entirety. So I was wanting to make that clear. Aye.
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 Motion carries. Next one we've got is another road vacation, Cedar Point Road. Matt, are you here for that?
Yes.
Come on up, if you would, please.
This is a petition to vacate. Actually, it's Front Street, not Cedar Point Road. The title says it's part of road off of Cedar Point Road. But all of the property owners that border that are here today. All of them have filed as plaintiffs. The proper notice has been filed. I don't know if you want me to call a witness or
help me, Bob.
Would you say the proper notice has been given?
Yes.
How'd you give notice?
They posted notice at the 1st of June. On the Forsyth Post Office, Country Mart, Forsyth, Save a Lot, Forsyth, Taney County Courthouse, and Casey General Store in Forsyth.
Do you have an affidavit to that fact?
Yes, we do, signed by Cindy Dumont.
Right here, Bob.
That's sufficient, then.
Okay.
Okay.
And we have also, I assume you have a copy of the order vacating street, or is...
Yes, we've got a notice of public hearing. We've got a order vacating street, a petition to vacate street.
And we believe it's all in order and would ask the court to go ahead and grant that.
Do we have a...
We have no map.
Normally, they like to know what they're vacating and why.
I was confused because I didn't know whether anyone's even been in front of you before.
This is first, isn't it?
This is our first notice.
Right.
Okay. The Dumonts have talked to me, and I believe they have a GIS map back there. But
come on out, Mr. Cindy.
And Bob, while they're, how much of this do we need to read? Do I need to read something? Matt need to, you too. You just read us
that. I don't think it's necessary to read the entire thing. I did because of the circumstances in that case.
Matt looked
at it. Yeah.
It's actually Front Street is what is being vacated. You want to point it out for me?
There's Front right there. Okay. So this entire, the entire section right here?
It hasn't been constructed. There's nothing out there to indicate there's a road there. It's just a platted road.
Okay. And all the property owners on both sides are?
Right here.
Okay.
There's nobody who's not here that owns property along that portion of the road.
No.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We do.
And you're here and you're opposing the vacation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll give you a shot here in just a minute.
Okay, so do we need to get it up on... Frank, can you come up and put that up on the big screen here so we... Can you fire that up, Jim? Okay. All right, so... Danny, go ahead and look at that while Frank pulls this up here. You know what we're talking about? General area.
And this is a portion of road that's never been built, is that correct?
That's correct. It's a platted road that has never been constructed, and no one's using it at this point at all.
Projector to turn on?
Does it serve any lots that, you know, you said that everyone except the one lady who raised her hand, but you said that everybody that owns along the road is in favor of the petition to vacate. The road goes somewhere. Does it serve any? Does it dead end or?
Yes, it goes into the bluff. There's totally a dead end. It's a paper road.
It doesn't serve anybody who's not here. Also, is my point.
And. Frankly, if you look at the map, I don't believe the lady, she's a neighbor, but I don't believe she touches Front Street. She's across across the road.
We'll get a chance for everyone to speak. I'm
sure.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go ahead and read petition to vacate street. Comes now plaintiffs Gary Dumont, Cynthia Dumont, William R. Mix, and Charles Jones, by and through their attorneys undersigned, and for their petition to vacate street. State and inform the County Commission of Taney County as follows. One, plaintiffs are the owners of all of the lots adjacent to the road proposed to be vacated. Two, said road is a platted road but has never been developed or used in any manner. Number three, the legal description of the road to be vacated is as follows. And I'm going to pass on reading that long description. Number four, plaintiffs desire to have the above described road vacated, and said road vacation would be in the best interest of the property and no other persons would be damaged thereby. Wherefore, plaintiffs move the County Commission of Taney County for its order vacating the above described road in Taney County, Missouri. Signed, David Smith. Okay.
They're
still working on it.
Almost there.
Take your time. Do we want to go ahead and hear from the opposition? Would that be appropriate? While Frank's pulling it up. Any of those that are opposed to the vacation? Yes, ma'am. Come on up to the mic, if you would, please.
State your name.
State your name, that'd be great.
First of all, I like to base what I have to say on a survey that was done in 1990 and recorded in 1999.
Wait, can you state your name, please?
My name is Brenda Riddell.
Okay.
I'm the managing member for Galt LLC.
Okay.
Brenda, the first question that comes to my mind in your opposition has been somewhat noted is your property, from what I understand, how would it be damaged if this road's vacated?
Well, if you look at number one, the survey there, it shows Galt's property and also shows all the lots. And I haven't seen any documentation that's legal documentation yet that shows that they own any of those lots at all, and they were handed down through the contractual rights of the proceeders of Galt.
Whose properties, Brenda?
All the lots. And the neighboring Mr. Dumont, that survey there I believe to be a, you know, a legal document. It's the last survey that was recorded at the courthouse showing Galt's property and the surrounding lots belonging to Galt. I put everyone on alert, including the commission's officers, with registered mail, and have receipts to prove that, claiming these lots.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. Are you saying the lots that are served by this road are what?
What's they the are. If you look at this survey, the last one I sent y'all, and put everybody on alert.
She doesn't show that they're owners, and that she's claiming those lots. I suppose that they claim to own. She's claiming to own.
Oh, and, okay.
And this is also a deed that. It's from Josie Hyatt, from Ferber to Josie and Clifford Hyatt, that shows a parcel of property that is known as Lot 1 in Block 9. And the deed that we have shows this lot to be included. It's our well. And also, if you'll look there, here is also another.
Pardon me, ma'am. You said, would you name the lots that are in question? You just got the
all of the lots that they're vacating.
You just got the name and two lots that you said were one.
If you look at the survey,
I know. I've read the survey. I would like for you to name the two lots that you just got through naming. The one said.
I'm saying all the lots that are on the sides, lot the north half of lot 15.
Okay.
Okay, so
which is the contractual legal rights for Cedar Point 211 for the hookups and the sewer lines, et cetera, in case that property was ever sold.
Okay, so the bottom line of your problem is that the lots on this road that we're talking about vacating possibly are not owned by the people that have submitted the petition?
No, sir.
Okay.
And I have proof of that.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Yes, sir. This right here is a warranty deed, supposedly, that was given to Mr. Jack Carroll from Josie Merle Hyatt. It shows the same property that I just gave Mr. Paulson that is plot 1, lot 9, but with all these added lots added to it with no stamps, no signature of any kind, of Mr. Harrell's.
And I've handed those exhibits up, and you're offering these exhibits, is that correct?
That's different, yes, sir.
Okay, so these will be, Chuck, these will be admitted into the file for the purposes of this vacation.
But again, Brenda, your comment is your
well, lot 16 shows, that they only have just the rights to use these properties, you know, the lots, not of ownership.
I understand. And we will need to verify that you're right or you're wrong, one of the two.
Well, I have their deeds right here, Your Honor, okay. Where they've been altered.
Okay. Well, any of that evidence you have that you want to leave, just
yes,
pass
sir.
It on to Bob. It'd be fine.
I've got a question.
Okay.
Mr. Travis, the commission, I see a problem here as a civil legal matter instead of a county commission matter. If we have a question on deeds and conflicting.
Well, if we have a question, you know, obviously we're only so qualified as a commission to litigate a claim to property, but
I understand fully what you're saying, Mr. Paulson, and would take your recommendation upon that. But we're asked to vacate a street, which the judgment of this property ownership is the main issue.
And if there is a genuine issue as to ownership, then certainly we can't decide. The commission cannot decide the ownership. They can only, the commission is only authorized to decide whether or not to vacate the street. And if there's, you know, some sort of genuine dispute, you'd want to leave that to court, and you wouldn't want to grant the vacation if you believe that there's a genuine dispute. But all anybody would ever have to do if they wanted to oppose a vacation would be to come in and claim title to one of the pieces of property along the street to be vacated, and you could never vacate any streets. That dispute as to the ownership of the property will not prevent you from vacating the street. They can take your decision to court and appeal your decision based upon the fact that they own the property. What I'm saying is you shouldn't let any kind of a specious claim to property keep you from doing what you're supposed to do.
Right. I understand that. In the process of vacating a street, part of the property goes to one property owner as it's split, and the other portion of the street, which is half and half, goes to the other property owner. If there is a dispute upon ownership, is it this commission's decision to decide who is the owner of the property? That should be decided before the vacation of the street.
I don't think it has to be decided before. It might, you might want it to be, and I can understand how you would want it to be. But what I'm saying is, anytime anyone wanted to oppose a vacation, they could come in, and whether it's a good claim or a wild claim, you just make a wild claim that I own one of the pieces of property, and then you would never be able to vacate anything.
So what you're saying, and I think I hear what Danny's saying. We wouldn't want to vacate something without knowing whose it was. Is his point? And we can find that out through title search. What other methods
are there?
Recorded deed.
Because we may end up with one property owner saying that I own this lot, and another property owner saying they own that lot, and that's not us. We need somebody other than the two property owners.
The county commission.
If you have any kind of genuine dispute, you might want to say, we don't want to vacate this because there are property owners along this road who don't want it vacated. However, if you do a little bit of investigation and it appears to you that the person claiming to own the property doesn't really own any of the property, there's nothing stopping you from going ahead and entering the order, because they can appeal. Your decision here is appealable to the Taney County Circuit Court. So, I mean, they can appeal all that to the Taney County Circuit Court if they want, and they can litigate it from there.
Gotcha.
So we're not the, what you're saying, we're the first
owns all.
We're the first.
Yes.
Sorry. We're the first process, not the last process, in the judgment of whether who owns the property or not. I don't want to get into a dispute about who owns what properties. This, I don't think that's the county commission's function. It is the function of the county commission to vacate streets and to make the desired split according to law, but not to determine who owns property.
Well, you used to be known as county judges, and now you're county commissioners. Most of the judicial functions of this body have been taken away. You're the chief administrative body of the county, you're the chief legislative body of the county, but you still do maintain some of those old quasi-judicial functions, and this would be one of those circumstances where you sit in a quasi-judicial capacity to decide whether a road should be vacated or not. And any decision that you make as a county commission is appealable to the Taney County Circuit Court.
Would it be inappropriate, I'm speaking to the commission, and I know we have several people here that are interested in this particular road vacation. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves.
Yes, sir, but they're not only asking for the vacation of the road.
Please finish. I would like to say that would it be inappropriate, and I'm talking to our attorney now, would it be inappropriate for us to table this issue and we can take it up within 2 weeks to make a decision on whether we want to even participate in this vacation?
I would hear the evidence, and then I would table it and decide whether you how you want to proceed from there, but you have the participants here. They've been noticed up. They're all here. You might as well hear what their evidence is. Then you can make a decision to vacate, make a decision not to vacate, or you've got to make one or the other decision. Indecision would be an order not to vacate. But either vacate or not vacate based upon the evidence presented. And you can do your own investigation as to who owns the property. Ask someone to...
But can I ask you a question? I mean, if the deed is posted in our GIS system, which is matched to our deeds, if it shows that it's one way, isn't that the evidence that we have that we're supposed to judge off of?
You judge off of the best evidence you have.
Okay, available. And so if you want to appeal the evidence, that's they can go to the circuit court. Is that correct?
They can go to the circuit court and say they ordered vacation based on this evidence. We disagree with their evidence. We really own the property, and then the circuit court would rule on.
But based off the information we have, which would be the GIS and the system that we've got for recorded deeds, we could make a determination off of that information.
Correct, and you're duty-bound to be the first step. You either
right.
make a decision to vacate or not vacate.
Okay. All right.
But and I agree totally. Mm-hmm. I think Bob's point that we need to hear anybody that's come to speak on it. And again, one more time, Brenda, your issue is that there's a question of who owns the lots.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that whole subdivision.
Okay. If you would leave whatever evidence that you have for us.
I can leave copies of those if you want to make copies, but I'd like to have the ones that I have back, please.
Okay. Okay. We can do that for you.
Jimmy is up there with you guys.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brenda. Are there others that would like to submit some evidence or comments?
Or speak on the issue.
Speak,
or speak on the issue.
Against.
For, against, either way.
Well, all the plaintiffs are here, and if you need to hear from them, they would all testify that they are the owners of all those lots. I don't know what else to put on as evidence, but this is the first we've heard that she was claiming to own any of the lots. I think we've viewed it just like your diagram up there views it, that we are the owners of everything other than that green triangle that she owns.
Matt, where'd the legal description come from? A deed or a survey? Or
probably our deed.
It would have come right off the deed then.
Okay.
So there's been an abstract title search upon this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to make it perfectly clear that we're not trying to shuffle sides. We're trying to find out both sides of this issue and make the best decision we can on whether to proceed or to table at this point as a commission.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
Can I just ask a few questions?
Please.
Is currently, as it sits, without the issue of who owns the lots, if everything is as the petitioners say, and they own the lots, is there any reason the road is not built, is that right?
Exactly.
And
there's a power line right where the road, where the paper road is.
There's a power line down there.
Exactly.
Okay. So there might still be an easement there, but there wouldn't be a road there.
Exactly.
And does anybody use it as a road currently?
No, sir, never has.
It's full of trees.
Okay.
It's overgrown.
And the lots in question, the people who own the lots, is there any reason why they might need that road to access their lots in the future?
And excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry.
If you're asking folks, would you mind to come up to the microphone?
They need to come to the microphone, for us.
Well, I didn't know who was going to answer, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Give us your name for the record. The county clerk is really a pretty nice lady, but when it comes not to get names, she can get... little humor
okay,
there.
I have
just
that.
Humor.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Gary Dumont.
Okay.
I own Cedar Point Resort, 261 Cedar Point Road.
Okay. Thank you.
All of the lots that have been petitioners, all of the lots claimed by the petitioners that have also been claimed by Mrs. Riddell. But if everything is as the petitioners say, is there any reason for any of the petitioners to need that road to access their lots?
None whatsoever. There is an access road there that we call Cedar Point Road that exists already where they can access any lots that need to be accessed.
So my benefit, would you mind, can you tell us what properties you own? Properties you believe you own anyway?
I have a real question that I think is of importance here. I didn't see in the evidence. is the, who has the, who's been paying the taxes on this particular piece of property, and do they have tax receipts to supply as evidence?
We do not have them with us, but we have them.
Okay.
I have.
She does have them, okay.
Okay, and which properties, Gary?
We own this property, this property, this property, this property, this property. No, that Bill Mix owns that. We own all of this. We own this. We own...
behind that road.
Cedar Point Road here, we own... behind this road that's outlined into here, this section here.
Where does the power line go?
The power line runs up on top of the hill. It's right in the middle of the our.
Is that where the road is that you want vacated?
No, it kind of borders on the road.
Okay. Where is the road that you want vacated?
It doesn't.
Where would it run?
Is it not right above you?
That's it.
Right there. Right back through here.
Well, those easement lines, you see the easement lines there.
Did you say Mr. Mix? Is that who you said?
Yes.
And that, is he present?
Yes.
Okay. And then the other portion of property that would be affected would be the big square portion down at the end, or does it not have any?
No, that's what Charles. I own.
That's what you own?
Charles Jones.
Okay.
And you access through Cedar Point Road.
Exactly. He accesses that through Cedar Point Road, which is, that's kind of a, it's an access road, public access road.
And he has documentation of access and egress from that point.
We think it's a county road, but
yeah, it's a county road.
Okay.
When you say county road,
Frank recognizes it?
Yes, it is a county maintained road.
Cedar Point is.
Okay.
But they're looking to vacate the other road that is up above. It's never been built.
Yeah. Okay. They're all paid.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do we, Bob, do we make a decision on vacation at this meeting, or do we need to...
You may, you don't have to, you could table, it might be, just it might be a good idea to table to make sure that the survey is correct. If you wanted to do that, if you had a doubt, you might send a surveyor out there to survey what you're vacating.
But I think it's not the survey that's in question, it's the owner of the property, correct? I mean, the survey.
Nobody's questioning the survey.
No one's questioning the property, it's their question who owns the property. And I mean, these are paid taxes.
Right. And I'm taking that strongly into consideration.
Sure.
The vacations come quarterly on any movement, but we have the option at the quarterly meeting to table until further information is needed. Although we have evidence on both sides and we have taxes paid by the petitioners, I see no need to go any further into a table unless you two gentlemen do.
I don't. I mean, I'm going to make a decision based off the information we have.
I'm ready to move forward also.
Is there any other evidence of any kind?
Or? Was there other evidence?
Yes.
Okay. The one question I have as Brenda's coming is we've got a county road. From this picture, anyway, that there's not a written easement that we're maintaining it. I'm not questioning that it's a county road, but is this not a good time to get? I mean, Charles owns property and he's counting on that being a road. If the other road is vacated, then he doesn't have. Not likely to happen. You hear what I'm saying? Would this not be a good time to get that cleared up with the written documentation?
On Cedar Point, that's not an issue here today, and that.
But we can get with Frank to see if we have an easement and it's not documented.
But if something happened that Cedar Point turned out not to be a road and you got to fight the road we're vacating.
I understand your point entirely.
Okay, Brenda, what'd you have?
Yes, sir. In regards to Lakeview Drive, which is my driveway, that lot, the north half of Lot 15, which is part of Plot 1, Lot 9, is the easements and everything set forth for 211 Cedar Point Road, which encumbers my well. And I've been restricted by the commission's office for restriction for even driving, you know, on my driveway and using it for my driveway until this matter is settled. And also to the extreme of the police department coming out and tagging my family's vehicles to be moved, or they're going to tow them. I'm in poor medical health, and so is my daughter. My daughter was up there afraid to park, even with her sticker in the window, afraid she was going to get it towed off. My daughter here, Candace Dodge, she's afraid to even bring the grandkids over, afraid her vehicle's going to be towed. I know that's not an issue of today's facts and everything, but I would like for, if that can be vacated, I'd like for it to be vacated or at least withdrawn, because I do own both sides of that, whether it's a road or a drive, it doesn't make any difference. Galt owns it.
Okay, Brenda, we're limited because of the agenda, because Lakeview that you're talking about is not on our agenda. We're not talking about that road. So even if we wanted to, we can't really get into that at this time. We can at another time. And okay. So we need to stay all on right. topic, which is Cedar Point.
All right. You need to probably view that. And it's not Cedar Point Road, I understand. I believe it's Front Street, which there is a cottage sitting in the middle of, that no one seems to care about or even mention.
By vacating,
they're not asking to vacate just Front Street. They're asking to vacate the lots, which would prove ownership before I even got a chance to prove they're wrong. And if you look in their titles, it just gives them easements and rights to use the lots, not actual ownership.
They are not applying to vacate the lots. They're applying to vacate the street that runs between the lots.
Yeah, the...
I have a copy of that vacation.
Our duties are strictly to vacate county property, not personal property lots or anything like that. So if you're questioning if a cottage is on, I mean, what we're going to vacate if we choose to vote now is just the road itself or the drawn up virtual road.
The statute talks, 71-270 talks about commons, streets, easements, that sort of thing. You don't vacate a property, a building lot.
Right.
But it's showing on the vacation that they that I have a copy of that was on the agenda today, sir, as being vacating the lots as well.
Well, let me read it. It says all that part of a 20-foot wide public roadway platted as Front Street, situated Section 20, Township 24, Range 20, Taney County, Missouri. Said road lying between the south line of lots 15-28, block 6, Cedar Point, as per plat recorded in book 3, page 43, Taney County Recorder of Deeds office, and the north line of lots 1-13, block 7, Cedar Point, as per plat recorded in book 3, page 43, Taney County Recorder of Deeds office, being more particularly described as follows: beginning at the southeast corner of Lot 28, Block 6, thence westerly along the right-of-way of said 20-foot wide roadway, approximately 678.7 feet to the southwest corner of Lot 15, Block 6, thence south to the northwest corner of Lot 13, Block 7, thence easterly along the south right-of-way line of said 20-foot road wide roadway, approximately 677 feet to the northeast corner of Lot 1, Block 7, thence north approximately 20 feet to the point of beginning. That's only describing, to best of my knowledge, Brenda, a 20-foot wide roadway. It's not talking about any lots.
Right? You might want to make a copy of this too, please, because that shows the lots to be vacated also.
What do you got there, Bob?
It says, the Taney County Commission, this is the public hearing notice that Matt must have given, that'll be heard on July 6th. The road to be vacated is unused and undeveloped and is located between tracts of land in Cedar Point subdivision off of Cedar Point Road in Forsyth. And it talks about who it's owned. Owned by the Dumonts, 261 Cedar Point Road, described as lots 17 through 28 in Block 6 and lots 5 through 13 in Block 7. Those are the lots that they own. That's not what's being sought to be vacated.
What I'm reading is the road to be vacated is unused and undeveloped and is located between tracts of land. The road is between the lots. It's not the lots at all.
Right. And your description said 20 foot wide by approximately 667 feet long is what the description was when you read. So it's strictly.
That's correct. That's all we're after is the road. We're not at all trying to get lots vacated or change ownership of any lots.
Very good. Okay. Other questions, comments, discussion?
I got a
Bobby, come on up to the mic, please.
Bob Clay. Does that start at 176 and go across?
No, it would start if you see where it says Cedar Point, mm-hmm. Cedar Point Road, and you go just north of that to the mm-hmm. to the yellow line and then hang a left. You'll go, there we go, a little bit farther other way. Right there. If you look very close where that arrow's pointing, there's a cabin or lodge or something uh-huh. that Brenda
mentioned. Yeah, I know where it is. I'm just talking about the thing you're talking about now is going to vacate from 176 back.
No, it'll start right where it says no parcel found.
There's no road there now.
There's no road built.
This road was made back in the early 60s before 176 was ever put in, and it was a public road for a long time.
No,
Which road are you talking about?
We're talking about
the one going back to Cedar Point.
Bob, what we're talking about has never been developed.
It's just a vacant piece of ground. It's never been a road.
It was on a survey.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Somebody surveyed.
Jimmy's going to point it out.
All right. I see where it is now then.
You're talking about starting right in here.
Yeah.
Going down through here.
Okay. That's a different one then.
It's never been developed.
All right.
There's a cabin or a structure.
What I was thinking was when it started up on 160 and went all the way down, and it goes to the lake.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Not talking about that.
All right.
Good question. Any others? Okay. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the Front Street vacation as presented.
Would you mind adding, after we've researched lot ownership?
I don't know if that'll be settled by us. I think that's going to be a civil matter that's going to be discussed. I mean, all I can go off is the deeds that we've shown in the tax receipts that they're paying taxes on the land. So the reason legally it may get tied up in court for years. And
no, I'm not talking about going to court, but the county commission, our attorney, or
just to double check, or
just to look at the evidence that Brenda's brought us to see if we feel like there's any validity to it. I'm not talking about going to court.
I guess I'm trying to figure out how we'd get resolution. How would we find
either a title search or Bob or the recorder of deeds?
Okay.
We've already got some messages that had an abstract, though, and all those things, Chuck. Those things are what you're asking for is the evidence provided by abstract, title search, all those things on ownership of property, which has been provided.
Let me be very blunt and frank.
Okay.
I don't expect to find anything.
Okay.
But Brenda has brought us information, and for us not to spend 30 minutes or 3 hours to look at it, if you would simply add that to your motion, I'm ready to move forward.
Okay.
Again, I don't expect to find anything.
Well, some of this documentation she's already provided to our office by certified letter, and I've already reviewed everything that I don't think there's anything that I've seen that changes the fact that we have deeds that show contrary. I'm going to leave it in my motion the way it is, and hopefully I get another second here.
Okay. The question that she had I'll second the motion, but the reason I'm going to second the motion and the question that she has brought forward, and the main thing is the dispute over her well sitting on a piece of property, which has nothing to do with the road vacation. So that's the reason I'm seconding the road vacation. That is to be solved in another forum.
And if you're going to ask for more evidence to be presented, I'd rather you table it than make a motion. I'm saying if you do that.
Right.
And, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it would be different if we hadn't been, the letters have come in certified. I've reviewed everything that's been sent, and I don't think there's anything, there may be one piece in there that's different than what I've seen, but it's the same.
Because by this order, you'll be finding that the petitioners are, in fact, the owners of those lots, and they can appeal that to the circuit court.
Right.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Need a recess? We'll take a 2-minute recess, please, and then we'll do Kier Court.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.